Mission accomplished. Donald Trump came to Michigan to, well, be Trump. As a few dozen Democrats protested outside the Birch Run Expo Center last night, the crowd inside was clearly receptive to Trump and his message.
I love people. I love this country. We are going to make it so strong and so powerful and so respected all over the world. We're going to bring our jobs back. We're going to bring our money back. We're going to save Social Security. You are going to love President Trump. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you. Thank
Boy,
you.
Listen to those cheers. Detroit Free Press reporter Kathy Gray was there at Trump's rally. First impressions, Kathy.
There was a lot of passion in the room, that's for sure. There was more than 2,000 people there. It was standing room only, and it was hot in there, and hot both physically and emotionally. The crowd was really jacked for it. And Trump spoke for more than 50 minutes and touched on just about everything. He was all over the place.
And it was your chance to observe people as they watched him.
Right. And you know what? It doesn't matter if he's saying something crazy, if he's saying something insulting. They love it. They love it that he speaks his mind, that he's not afraid to, you know, really give it to people. I talked with one guy who said, you know, we need a clean start. We need a fresh start. And he's the one to give it to us because he's not being bought and sold by everybody else. So it was an event.
Well, let's talk about where he aimed his slings and arrows, or perhaps more accurately, where didn't he aim his slings and arrows? First, the fellow GOP candidates.
Jeb Bush was his biggest target. He started out in the media availability before his speech talking about how Jeb Bush had made such a fatal mistake by talking about women's health issues and how perhaps we didn't need to spend as much money as we were spending on it.
Mm-hmm.
Hillary Clinton came in for a bunch of criticism about her emails and her time as Secretary of State. Rand Paul, he made fun of Rand Paul's height and said that he and Rick Perry were dropping in the polls because they were criticizing him so much. Lindsey Graham, he called a zero, that he's at zero, and he is a zero. And there were a lot of people who took a number of barbs, including the media, who he called a bunch of scavengers, which was a big applause line for the audience.
And as someone tweeted, I forget who, interesting that he talks to reporters for 15 minutes, looking to reporters, doubtless, to get the message out, and then walks in the room and gets a big cheer calling reporters scavengers.
You know, that's his style.
Yeah.
That's what he does. And he's just not going to stop doing that.
He certainly spent time talking about the Mexican government. And also he made a promise to build a wall.
And that was the biggest applause line of the night. People were stamping their feet on the stadium bleachers, so it was just kind of deafening in there for a bit of time. And he said that the Mexican government was going to build the wall and they were going to be happy about it. And the audience loved it. Immigration for them is a huge issue.
Hmm. And then there was this aimed at the Ford Motor Company.
So Ford is building a $2.5 billion dollar plant,
right?
In Mexico. They're building it in Mexico. So you say, now, how is that good for us?
How'd the crowd respond to that?
Well, you know, they loved everything that he said, yeah. no matter what he said. And the big applause line at the end of that is, why don't we just let the illegals drive the trucks and cars across the border? He said that if a plan were presented to him by Ford, it wouldn't happen to go over to Mexico, that he wants the plant built here. And so, you know, that's going to cause him some problems in Michigan. But he said it doesn't matter because he's not bought and paid for. He's not taking contributions. He hasn't gotten contributions from Ford, whereas both Jeb Bush and Hillary Clinton have. So he's the guy who's able to talk tough with Ford and tell them that they can't build in Mexico. And, you know, the crowd loved it. The crowd loved everything about it.
For all of these bumper sticker sound bites, anything about how he was going to get all these things done?
No. He was asked in the media availability when he was going to be supplying some specifics. He said he was going to have plans coming out in a few weeks and was asked, you know, how do you help the economy? How do you bring jobs back to the country? And he said, you know, you've got to be flexible. And he used his own career as proof that he's able to get things done. He bought an old post office in Washington, D.C., and another development project in Miami that everybody wanted, and he was the one who got it. His time on The Apprentice, he said nobody thought it would succeed, but he ended up making a fortune for NBC. And so those were his examples of how he's able to get things done and how he will operate as president, but without any specifics.
Kathy, as a longtime reporter, I'm just wondering, was there that moment in your head, you're standing there watching the host, until recently, of Celebrity Apprentice and, TMZ headlines and this developer who has a colorful past, and there he is standing like a statesman with the flags behind him. Was there a moment of what in your mind?
Well, there's been so many of those moments with a Trump candidacy.
Yeah.
And I think the one thing that you have to realize is that he's striking a chord with certainly a large percentage of the electorate out there who are fed up and who want somebody who's going to tell it like it is and who's going to say whatever he wants without consequences. We'll see what the consequences will be when people start voting. If he's still in the race when Iowa happens next winter.
Detroit Free Press reporter Kathy Gray. Great talking to you, Kathy. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Cindy.